Hello, Symphony. Today's chapter is Acts 20, verse 1. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. When he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. There he spent 3 months, and when a plot was made against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Sopater, the Berean, son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These went on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered, and a young man named Eutychus, sitting at the window, sank into deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. And being overcome by his sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and taking him in his arms said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the youth away alive and were not a little comforted. But going ahead to the ship, we set sail for Assos, intending to take Paul aboard there. For so he had arranged, intending himself to go by land, and when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and went to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we came the following day opposite Chios. The next day we touched at Samos, and the day after that we went to Miletus. For Paul had decided to set sail past Ephesus so that he might not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hastening to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, in teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they accompanied him to the ship. Amen. For today's devotional, I will focus on verses 17 onwards, which is Paul's last goodbye to the elders of Ephesus. There are two things that stood out to me in particular from his farewell, but first, let's keep in mind that he spent 3 whole years with the Ephesians. They must be awfully close, and Paul must have seen amazing transformation in the lives of the Ephesians since the first moment he stepped foot in Ephesus. So, number one, Paul is willing to follow Christ at all costs. In verse 22, he shares how the Spirit is leading him to Jerusalem, and he does not know what will happen to him there, except that in every city awaits imprisonments and afflictions. I don't know about you, but if the Spirit told me that wherever I move next, I'll be facing imprisonments and afflictions, I'd probably be filled with fear and doubts. I don't think I'd necessarily be in a rush to get to that next destination, and I think I can make a safe guess that most of us will respond that way too. But here is Paul going ahead. After I pondered about this for a while, I realized that the Spirit even bringing revelation to Paul that hardships are ahead is actually an act of love. Paul can prepare his heart for what is to come and can forge onward as he keeps his goal to preach the word as his purpose. Verse 24 says, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Paul is able to follow the Spirit into unknown territory because his life is fully surrendered to God. He counts his life, all that he has as loss, without value, because the purpose of his life is not to get ahead, make money, build up happiness and security, or any of that, but it is to finish his life well by testifying of the good news of God. As bold as Paul is, I don't think this was an easy thing for him to do. He knows that he'll never see these elders again, and at the end of the chapter, we know that they all wept together in sorrow as they had to say goodbye. In fact, his last words to the leaders stood out to me. He remembers the words of Jesus and says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Now, in a world where we naturally want to receive more than give, this word stands as a challenge to us all. When I first became a Christian in my college years, looking back, I think I had a very selfish view of the church. I thought, what can the church do for me? How am I benefiting out of family group or of serving? I would weigh out my options, and it really was a consumeristic way of viewing the church. Over the years, as God has been growing me and challenging me, I can truly say that the words of Jesus are true. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I really felt this last year at Women's Encounter. It is quite a commitment to serve on the team. Our team gathered 3 months before and met almost every single week for several hours at a time, practicing our talks, organizing admin tasks, and praying and interceding for all of the attendees. And I'd be lying if I said that it wasn't tiring. The meetings were after a full day of serving Sunday services, and the time that would have normally been my free time was now spent in these meetings. It's not that I didn't want to be there, but it definitely was a sacrifice of my time and energy to serve on the Encounter team. But as we got deeper into preparation, I started really loving and looking forward to these gatherings. And especially at the end, at the retreat itself, I had such a resounding feeling in my heart where I just felt so blessed that I was able to serve. I remember praying, "God, thank you so much. I feel extra blessed to be able to serve. And I feel like because I am serving, I'm able to see more of how you are moving here at the retreat." And I almost felt bad and jealous for those who weren't serving because they didn't get to witness what I got to witness. And that's how I felt there. I really felt like it was more blessed to give than to receive. And so with those 2 points, number one, Paul willing to follow Christ at all costs, and two, the words of Jesus that it is more blessed to give than to receive, let's move on to our application and reflection. Perhaps God is calling you to a season or a place of trials or of uncertainty. Maybe it's a difficult relationship at work, or there's conflict with your housemates, or God is challenging you to trust Him in your finances. Whatever it may be, let's take some time to think, what is preventing you, or rather, what fears may you have that make it difficult to trust and follow God in this area of your life? And secondly, are there any areas where you can grow in giving, Perhaps it is in financial tithing to the church and trusting God with our resources, or giving time and energy to serving, going out of your way to bless your coworker or neighbor, being present with your roommates, or giving up your day off to serve the hungry at Miracle Mile. Whatever it may be, let us commit this day to Him and allow the Spirit to use us for His kingdom today. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this word. Paul's resolve to follow you and trust you amidst trials, it challenges us today to keep the main thing the main thing. We don't want to be distracted by our own desires or past, but may we be a people that, like Paul, want to obey and follow you to testify to the gospel of your grace. And so I pray, God, that you would give us opportunities to grow and to serve those around us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.